Today is Wednesday, August 26, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello everyone and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So, I have a NAT update. I want to say it's a NAT update because I actually don't remember. I mean, Kel Surprise, because I don't remember whether I told you guys this or not. So, and I think I probably did, because absolutely nothing happens in my life right now during COVID. I mean, normally as well, other than, you know, Mark and I traveling. I really enjoy sitting at home and watching TV and sitting in the studio and podcasting. And so the traveling bit is the only thing that really happens. I mean, we did have a lot going on because we bought a house, but now that's over with. So, you know, nothing very exciting happens. However, I know some of you are enjoying the trials and tribulations of buying a home and like the things that you have to do and all of that kind of stuff. And for those of you who aren't enjoying it, oh, well, I'm sorry. But anyway, so I don't know if I told you guys about this, but I've been having this problem and I don't even know what the bugs are. Like, I really don't know what the bugs are, but they're little tiny flying winged, obviously if they're flying, they're winged, brown things. And I don't think they're fruit flies, because they're a little bit larger than fruit flies, but I mean just a tiny little bit. Like, I don't know, like a fruit fly is so small that you barely see it. It just looks like this little piece of lint floating around in the air, right? These are a little bit bigger than that. They're big enough that Daniel was able to see one of them on the webcam when we were recording Mix Minus. But they're not a house fly. They don't look like a house fly. They're just like a little, almost like the little tiny things you would see flying around a light outside. You know, like there are just all those nondescript bugs that you don't know the name for. Anyway, regardless, and I don't know where they're coming from because it's a brand new house. And I mean, we haven't yet had a pest control person come out because I don't know why. It's just there are so many things on the list that need to be done. And that's just one of the things that hasn't been done yet. And so I don't really know exactly. I just need to call and make an appointment. But they're not going to cover flying things. I mean, they spray. I'm intimately familiar with pest control, and they spray their poison along the baseboards, generally, of your home. So that takes care of ants and spiders and things that are going to crawl around, you know, around the baseboards. But they don't, like, spray stuff into the air. And I'm not going to fumigate the entire house just for some little gnat-looking things. I mean, maybe they're gnats. Maybe they're just gnats. Maybe that's what they are. But anyway, regardless, they're tiny and they bug me because, so the story that happened last night was I went to bed and these gnats love, for lack of a better term, gnat. They love when I go to bed and we turn off all the lights and I am watching something on my cell phone. They're attracted to my cell phone light when I'm in the bed. So I got in bed last night and I was watching some how-to video. It's no development at all. I'll talk about that in a second. And I already talked about it on Mix Minus. So again, repeating content. But I was watching a how-to video on YouTube, you know, to kind of get sleepy. And this gnat started flying around my phone. And, you know, I'm holding my phone, I don't know, a foot away from my face. So it's basically flying in my face. And I'm afraid it's going to, like, get sucked into my mouth when I breathe or something. So irritated. So that's just to illustrate the point that we have these things. And I don't know whether it's just because, like, it looks like under our front door, we don't have a good, what's it called? The little plastic thing that basically blocks the threshold when you close the door, that you don't have like just open air under your door. Like, we don't have a good one of those. And so I don't know what they were doing when they built this place, but like there's no like stripping there. So they could be, but I don't imagine gnats are going to fly that low. Maybe they do, but I don't imagine that. Then the other thing is we do have this doggy door that's an insert. So we have a sliding door in the back and we have this insert for the doggy door, but it doesn't allow us to completely lock the door and there are gaps around it that we haven't completely filled in because eventually we're going to have a doggy door like professionally installed, probably in the wall. We're probably going to have like a, you know, something cut out of the wall or a little, you know, a little square cut out of the wall and then a doggy door permanently installed. But we don't know where we want to do it. And that's just one of the things that's on the list. So we have this insert that we had bought when we lived in one of our rental houses that had a sliding glass door. And so we put that in. So I suppose they could be coming in there as well. Regardless, we have just enough of them to be annoying. Like when I go to bed and I'm looking at my cell phone and I have a gnat flying around my cell phone screen. So I found these things online that are mosquito traps and they're basically, but they're cool looking. I mean, they look like Apple products or something other than they're just black. But I mean, the design looks very Apple-y. They're very design forward. They are mosquito traps, but they will also work with gnats and other small flying bugs. I don't think they work so well with house flies, which is a shame. But anyway, because I'm just tired of having all these. So I bought two of them in different designs because, you know, I wanted to see which one worked better, to be honest. And they're fairly cheap. They're not expensive. It's just an LED light with a fan underneath it that the bugs are attracted to the LED light and then they get sucked into the fan and you put a glue trap underneath it and they get stuck to the glue and there you go. So I put them out last night and they're only effective at night when all the lights are out because these bugs are attracted to these lights, but you need it to be completely dark in the room and only have like that one LED light. So I put one up here in the studio and one downstairs. And this morning when we got up, we had a bunch of gnats and a bunch of stuff caught. Now I did, when I came into the studio, I still did have a gnat that landed on my cup this morning. So it didn't get all of them, but you know, I'm going to do this every night, you know, for the next, I don't know how long, and see if we start seeing a reduction in the number. Other than that, because I don't really want to put, the only thing is they, again, like I said, they don't work for flies and we're also having a little bit of a fly problem and those are annoying as well. And they seem to hang out by the doors. And every time I freaking open the door, another fly flies in. Because we have all these cow pastures around here, and I think they're flies that have like been born on a cow patty. How gross is that? Anyway, so that's an update there. Another house update. Our doorbell has been broken for about a month. It was working when we moved in, but for some reason, a week or two after we moved in, the doorbell stopped working, and so we have a home warranty, or the builder provided a warranty, and so we contacted the builder, and we also had a couple of screens, and I felt kind of bad about asking the builder to come put in the screens, because I'm like, oh my god, these are just window screens. I mean, but Mark was like, no, this is something that needed to be done, and it was actually in the contract that they needed to come out and replace these two window screens, because they were bent. When they put them in, they just bent these, they bent the window screens to get them in. I think they forced them in or something. And so we had written in the little thing, you know, the little thing like, oh, you must do this, 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 and this. Well, addendum, whatever it's called, that you have to put in. And I'm like, well, you know, we can do that ourselves. It's just, he's like, no, we need to have them do it because that's in the contract and, you know, they need to do it. They said they would. So Mark had contacted the builder and said, hey, doorbell's broken. Funnily enough, the builder said, well, technically, low voltage items like the doorbell are not covered by the warranty, which is ridiculous because, I mean, it doesn't say that that's not covered in the warranty. And it turned out to be a builder's defect because they installed it poorly, and that's why it ended up breaking. So regardless, he sent out a guy and a handyman type guy And I was right in the middle of a meeting. And of course, our doorbell is broken and my studio slash office is upstairs. And Mark had gone to get a haircut during his lunch break. And so I'm up here on a meeting with my boss and Sydney starts barking just over and up. Thank God. Actually, I don't like that she barks. But in this instance, it was really good that she barked because otherwise I wouldn't have known that he was there because the thing he was here to fix was broken, obviously. So I ran down. I was like, hey, boss, I think I have someone at the door. Hold on a second. So I went down and sure enough, it was the doorbell guy. And he was also the one that was going to replace the screens. And so I let him in. I came back up, finished my meeting. He worked on the doorbell. So apparently, and I can't really describe it exactly, but apparently they had the wiring for the doorbell, they had left it a little bit too long and it was getting smushed. And I don't know if it was like bent up against itself or some metal was touching or something, but basically it had shorted out a transformer, but it was totally the installation. He said, oh yeah, they installed it wrong. And it caused it to burn itself out. So I think that's a builder defect. Anyway, he replaced whatever needed to be replaced. And so now the doorbell's working. And then he was like, oh yeah, the builder told me you needed help with your screens as well. So he went and helped me. And he taught me something. I didn't realize that at the top of our window, I knew you could like unlatch it and lift the window up. But I didn't know you could. There were other latches at the top and you can actually pull the window out. I can't really describe it, but it's like on a lever, so you can pull it out and you can get to the outside of the glass without going outside. Anyway, it was weird. But and I would have never figured out how to put that screen in. And turned out this was also a builder problem. There are some screws that they put in windows when they're in transport. I forget what he called them, that just hold them together while they're being transported, and you're supposed to take those out when you install them. They had not taken those out, and so they were causing the screen was not going in correctly because these screws were on there. So this handyman took those screws out, the screens went in, now we have good screens, and yeah, so there's your update. Hopefully we'll have less gnats after a few nights of my LED thing. We have a working doorbell, and we have two new screens, so there you go. That is about it. That is the update for today. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.